From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Greene County Legislature holds a special meeting on Wednesday, May 29th, to hear an update on the response from state officials on the question of whether a county is permitted under state law to share jail facility with another county. County officials appear poised to begin construction despite a public outcry over what will become the most expensive building project in county history. At a May 15th public meeting, County Administrator Sean Groden and County Attorney Ed Kaplan stated repeatedly that any attempt to pause or reconsider the proposal would make the county liable for work done by contractors. They also said specific terms of the jail agreements would leave the county vulnerable to damages if the contracts were delayed or not implemented. On the eve of the May 29th deadline, Catskill resident and attorney Dan Arshak undertook a review of the contracts and determined there are no enforceable contracts currently in effect between the county and the contractors, and because no, and I quote, notice to proceed, end quote, has yet been issued by the state, work has not been authorized to begin. What's more, Arshak says, the contracts were not signed until after the May 15th meeting. Arshak says that Groden's statement to legislators and the public indicating the county would be liable for work done by the contractors, and I quote, is simply wrong, end quote. Political opponents of Groden and the legislature's Republican majority are citing ASTRAC's findings as evidence that legislators were intentionally misinformed May 15th. A copy of Arshak's letter can be found on the WGXC newsroom page. Lorna Charant Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hillsdale Town Board has voted unanimously to require a $100 processing fee from anyone looking to stage free events in Rojan Park. An audience member at the board's May 14th meeting objected to the fee, saying that facilitating and coordinating the necessary paperwork should be, and I quote, part of the event coordinator's job, end quote, and predicted that the fee would result in, and I quote, fewer events, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Eisenberg is reporting for Politico New York. A group of young cancer patients and survivors appeared at a press conference in Manhattan May 28th and called upon the state legislature to approve a long-stalled bill to end non-medical exemptions for vaccinations. Without a law that ends non-medical exemptions, those with compromised immune systems are at an increased risk of infection. Tila Wyman, a 26-year-old law student and stage 4 lymphoma survivor, said, and I quote, "We don't deserve to be punished. We didn't do anything wrong. This is such a small thing. These diseases are preventable," end quote. Bill has stalled in the Assembly Health Committee, and Senate Democrats so far seem reluctant to pass it alone. Governor Andrew Cuomo said this week he supports a bill to end the non-medical exemptions. Cuomo told WNYC's Brian Lear, and I quote, "This is a public health crisis, and it's worse in New York than any other state, and I think we should pass a bill. You have a right to your religious beliefs. You don't have a right to infect my child," end quote. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Rockland County Executive Edwin Day issued his third declaration of a local state of emergency on May 28th. The newest declaration will remain in effect through June 24th. Since the measles outbreak began in October 2018, more than 21,000 vaccinations have been given in Rockland County, the epicenter of the epidemic. Day urged everyone, and I quote, "to follow the health department's advice, get vaccinated against the measles, and if you are sick with measles, please stay home," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials from Greene County and the town and village of Catskill met in April with members of the business community to discuss replacement of the 1,500 feet of sidewalk and storm water system on Main Street in Leeds. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the infrastructure is more than 50 years old. Davis said, and I quote, "Business owners approached us about the sidewalk's condition," end quote, adding that the sidewalks are uneven in sections. Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert J. Van Valdenberg has confirmed the county is on board and will assist with the project. He said, and I quote, "We are acting in a support role to the town," end quote. The project is in the early stages. The town has paid for the development of a conceptual plan by Delaware Engineering, Davis said. She said once that plan is developed, the cost can be estimated, grant opportunities identified, and applications submitted. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.